Southampton Veni Victory. Nadia Ditta, Southampton East Socialist Party into USC candidate in Bevoise Ward. During our first meeting in Bevoise Ward, see ready to support one of their owners TUSC candidate, community member Sarah Imran spoke up. She advised us that the Labour Council, as well as the three local Labour councillors, had a consultation on the council website. We were being threatened with the closure of the Veni playground in Weston, see don't be mean, save our green. The excuse was antisocial behaviour. The Veni had not been invested in for over 10 years. In 2014, the council closed the purpose-built building, which was used by the community, with support and youth workers. Socialist Party member Sue Atkins said, this was replaced with an attractive purpose-built facility that the community was delighted with. However, this lasted for less than a year. Eventually, it was handed over. It is great that there is a preschool for SEN children. But it's shocking that this is run by a charity when it should be part of the state education system. Also, this should be an extra facility instead of robbing the local community of its own much needed and valued building. With Sarah and the rest of the community, we decided to run a campaign and held our first protest outside the Veni on the 10th of January. This attracted a lot of people, and also landed us on the front page of the local Daily Echo newspaper, as well as two local radio shows. The following week we held a meeting with the community, who wanted to protest. We encouraged everyone to fill in the consultation form, demanding no closure. We continued to campaign, spoke to the local community, and gave out leaflets. The planned closure and lack of investment was already having an effect, as the children and youth have no alternative. At the council's budget meeting, I put forward a deputation, and spoke about the importance of having our only green space stay open. I said that we needed investment, that our council needed to show it cares, and that it was not investing in the future of our children and youth. Our victory is just half the battle won. We demand a fully functioning youth center, with qualified youth workers. We want the Veni back to its former glory, to serve the community like it previously did. We say no to cuts. We demand a safe space, and a place for our children and youth. That's why we are standing for the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, in May. Sue Atkins is preparing to stand in Woolston, the ward the Veni is in. We already have 13 candidates across Southampton. Will you stand with us?